Here's what Jesus says, Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you a whole lot more to do. Now, I misread that. That's reviled substandard perversion that I just read. But I will say this. A lot of you think that.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a hold of a solid collection of teaching from Rick that will make a great addition to your audio library or a wonderful gift for a friend or loved one. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Balanced Life.
The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes 4:6. It's better to have only a little with peace of mind than to be busy all the time. He says, the greatest things in life aren't things. It's better to not have a whole lot and have a life, to have sanity, to have balance, than it is to have a warehouse full of possessions and no time to enjoy them, or in time to enjoy the people in your life. As a pastor, I have been by a lot of bedsides when people died. I've seen a lot of people take their last breaths, sometimes in a hospital, sometimes in a home, sometimes at a scene of an accident. And in all of the people that I've watched die in my life, I've never heard a single person say with their dying breath, "Boy, Rick, I wish I'd spent more time at the office." Not one. "I wish I had made that one more sale." I have heard a lot of people say things like, "Sure wish I'd spent more time with my kids. I sure wish I'd got to know God better. I sure wish I'd focused on the things that really matter." You have to adjust your values. And then comes the end.
Well, I'll let Kate tell you that.
A very important part of living a balanced life is learning how to nourish your inner life. Learning how to nourish and tend the inner fire that God puts within each of us. He puts an inner fire within each of us that gives us the passion and the zeal and a reason to get up in the morning. And it's a fire that has to be tended. If you don't tend it, if you don't nourish that fire, you will find that it goes out eventually, and you are then trying to live your life and meet other people's needs from a very little cold embers rather than a blazing fire. That the passion and the zeal will go out of your life if you don't tend this inner fire. Nourish your inner life. Song of Solomon 1 verse 6 says, "I had no time for myself." I think most of us can relate to that verse at least some point in our lives, feeling like you have no time for yourself. When you feel that way, it's a warning light that that inner fire is going out, that there are attacks on that inner fire, and if you're not careful, it will go out and there will be nothing left. For me personally, this is a tremendous struggle. In this area, I have struggled with this whole idea of balance. This is something I've worked at for years and years, and I don't have it mastered. I don't have it mastered, but it's what I'm working on. And this particular area of nourishing the inner fire, making sure that my soul is growing, is difficult for me. But I am learning that the more that I tend that inner fire, the more strength and joy that I have to face life. And if you find yourself facing life from a very dead, cold, empty vantage point, know that you have allowed that inner fire to go out, or at least be dimmed. Rick talked about loving God And that part of loving God and loving your neighbor is loving yourself. That's a verse there on your outline out of Matthew about love God with all your heart and then love your neighbor as yourself. A person who neglects this inner fire is not loving himself or herself. And God tells us where to do it. He knows how important it is. If we allow this inner fire to go out, it's like we're a tire that develops a bald spot. Now, my husband is brilliant. He is brilliant mentally. His idea of preventive car maintenance is when the car dies on the side of the freeway, oh, it's time for an oil change. And so he used to have this car that we called La Bamba. It was a La Bamba car, and we loved that car. But La Bamba car never got its tires changed or rotated. And one Sunday when we were at Tribuco Hills High School, one of the maintenance men came up and said, "Pastor Rick, your car is in major trouble. One of the tires has got a balloon on it about this big." Now, we're so ignorant about cars, we didn't know that if that little balloon on the tire exploded that it could, like, hit him and kill him and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we're totally ignorant about cars. This maintenance guy took it upon himself to fix that tire for us. He risked his life by changing that tire. Our lives frequently developed those great big ball spots, those balloons that if you touch them, they're going to explode and they're going to wipe everybody out in the process. And when you or I neglect to nourish our inner life, to tend that fire, we develop these spots on our lives. And the way you can tell, if you're so irritable all the time that the least little thing bugs you, if you can't handle anybody disagreeing with you, if you can't handle a delay or an interruption or a stoplight makes you think you're going to push the car, you know, you're going to push the floorboard, the accelerator on the car and get through that lane, that's a sign that you have not been nourishing your inner life. And God says we're to do it. Our society encourages us in this. Our society encourages us to live externally, to live from the outside in, to make sure that everything looks really good on the outside and just hope somehow that we can cover up for what's going on the inside. See, in our society, what is valued is the appearance of something, how it looks. I mean, tell me this honestly. What does it matter if you've got an immaculate yard? Every weed is picked. Every little blade of grass is where it should be. And your house is decorated flawlessly. And your car has got a shine that's incredible. And you have got a desk at work that is lined up and everything is just so. What does it matter if all of that externally looks good and on the inside there is death and bitterness and rage and frustration and unforgiveness? God tells us that we are to live our lives from the inside out, not from the outside in. And that has to do with tending that inner fire. Let me ask you, what are you neglecting in your life right now out of busyness? What is it that you have stopped paying attention to or stopped doing completely because you're just too busy? Maybe it's praying. Maybe it's spending time with God. Maybe it's doing stuff with your kids. Maybe it's spending time with your husband or your wife. Maybe it's the friend that you haven't talked to in a year because you're really just too busy. What is it that you've stopped doing because you are so busy? What do you do for fun? What do you do on a weekly basis for fun? We talked about this at the women's retreat a few weeks ago, and I told the ladies that shopping doesn't qualify as nourishing your soul, okay? It may be fun, but it does not in any way make your soul grow and be better. Gentlemen, spending time at your computer may be a blast, and you may be able to cruise the internet like nobody's business, but it doesn't enlarge your soul. It doesn't tend the inner fire. For me, I've picked up something that I have not done for 20 years. In January, I took my acrylic nails off, and I've started taking piano lessons again because it's tending the inner fire. It's nourishing the inside. I do it for fun. I don't do it to ever play for anybody else. I do it because it brings joy back into my life. Charles Swindoll says in his book, Growing Strong Through the Seasons of Life, he talks about how one time he went to a beautiful home where there was a gorgeous stone fireplace with a rock wood mantle over this fireplace. And he could see words carved in that mantle. So he walked up closely to see what words were on that mantle. And it said this, "If your heart is cold, my fires cannot warm you." A three-car garage cannot warm a cold heart. A promotion at work cannot warm a cold heart. A two-week vacation to some fantastic spot cannot warm a cold heart. What will warm a cold heart is contact again with the living God. It says in Psalm 119:16, I will delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. God called David, the man who wrote those words, a man after his own heart. And if you're finding the fire in your life has gone out, it's cold, it's going out, get back in contact with the living God and let him begin to warm up your heart again. To be balanced, you have to nourish your inner life. And then the sixth is C, commit your daily schedule to God. Each day, you and I have to commit our schedules to God, knowing for an absolute fact that your life is not going to cooperate with your schedule. Know it for a fact. How many of you are list makers? Every day you've got a list of things to do. Some of us are just absolute. We've got to live by that list. And I tell you, this is a place I get so frustrated because anybody who messes with my list, I get so mad. I have my idea of how my life is supposed to go. I'm doing this, 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 this today, and I'm doing it in this order. And I don't want anybody messing with it. I don't want Rick coming up and saying, oh, let's do this instead. I don't want my kids going, oh, Mom, I forgot to tell you we've got to do this. No, I've got my list. I'm living by this list. Don't mess with it. And I get very frustrated and very bent out of shape. And when God reminds me of this verse in Psalm 31:15b, my times are in your hands. When I live by that verse, the stress level goes down. When I understand that God knows what I'm supposed to be doing on any given day, I may make my list. You may make your list. Go ahead. But commit it to God, knowing that He alone knows what you and I are supposed to be doing on any given day. In Matthew chapter 9, there's a story of Jesus, and he's on his way going to heal a dying child, a dying little girl. And on the way to heal this dying little girl, a woman who has a chronic illness of over 20 years stops him. And he stops and heals her. And I look at that and I go, Jesus, excuse me, we're on our way to an emergency here. Why can't this lady wait? And the Bible doesn't answer that question. But what it tells me is this. Jesus understood this principle. He understood that the Father knew where he was supposed to be at any given moment in time. And he was willing to be bendable and flexible and let God show him where he was supposed to spend his time. If you want the stress level in your life to go down, allow yourself to be bendable and flexible. Give your schedule to God and say, God, I have my ideas of where I think I'm supposed to be today. I have my ideas of what I think I'm supposed to accomplish. But God, here's this interruption. Do I need to stop and take care of this? Or is this something that you want me to just bypass and put off? Don't make the decision yourself. Let God be the one that helps you know what you're supposed to do on any day. Give that schedule to Him. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says that there are seasons, and there's a season for everything. God knows what you're supposed to be doing. God is the one who sets up the seasons in our lives. Let Him be the one that tells you what you're to do on every day. There's one last key to living a balanced life that will help your life stay in balance, and that's to enjoy the moment. Rick's going to talk about that.
I've shared this sentence with you before, but I think it might be good to write it down again. I have just enough time to do God's will. Write that down. I have just enough time to do God's will. Now, if I find that there are more things on my schedule to do than I have the time to do them, it means either A, there are things on that list that God doesn't intend for me to do, or B, I'm doing them in the wrong way. Because God would not give me a list of things that are His will to do and then not give me the time to do it. Does that make sense? So when I've got more to do than I've got time to do it, it means some of those things are on there by my choosing, not by God's choosing. But God does not expect me to do everything when He doesn't give me enough time to do it. So I may be just doing it in the wrong way, I may be wasting time, or I'm just trying to do too much. Regardless of whether it's either of those, I need to learn to enjoy the moment. Is it possible to get so busy and so focused on a goal you don't have any time to enjoy right now? Sure.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together another great collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, I want you to beware of what I call the trap of when and then thinking. When and then thinking goes like this. When I achieve this goal, then I will be happy. When I graduate, then I'll be happy. Or when I get engaged, then I'll be happy. Or when I reach this certain economic level, then I'll be happy. Or when I have this much set away in the bank, then I'll be happy, or on and on and on. You just name your then. The point is, you won't. Because the moment you get there, you'll enjoy it about 3 seconds, then you go, okay, what's next? What's the next goal? What's the next level? What's the next achievement? What do I do now? And you need to learn to be happy in the now while you're working on goals. It's okay to have goals, fine. God says work on goals. But you need to understand that the goal of life, listen, the goal of life is not accomplishments. Do a whole bunch of things and you know, rack them up on your resume. That's called humanism. The goal of life is not acquisition. Get a whole bunch of things and pile them all up. That's called materialism. The goal of life is not even just to have fun. Just have as much pleasure as you want. That's called hedonism. The goal of life, the reason you were put here on this earth, are two things. Number one, to know God, get to know Him, and enjoy a relationship with Him. And two, use the talents and gifts He gave you to serve others, because that builds character for eternity. Life is a test. We've talked about that. God says two things, two goals in life. One, get to know me, love me, and enjoy me, and have a relationship with me. And two, use the talents and gifts I gave you to serve other people, because I'm testing your character for eternity. And while you're doing it, enjoy all the moments. Proverbs 14:30, let's read this aloud. A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. May I suggest you buy Hawaiian shirts? It's just a relaxed attitude. I'm going to outlast you all, so there. You see, there are three types of fatigue. There's physical fatigue. That's when your muscles get tired. There's emotional fatigue. That's when your emotions get tired.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought, but first, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick put together an all-new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Now, if you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. And they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to close this broadcast by telling you how you're making a difference in some of the most remote places on the planet. Thanks to your generous support to Daily Hope, we have been able to distribute this broadcast, Daily Hope broadcast, to some of the most remote places around the world by using solar-powered radios. For instance, Daily Hope is broadcast on a radio station that sits just outside a South Sudanese refugee settlement camp. Now, you can imagine that a refugee camp is one of the most hopeless places on the planet. These people have lost their homes, their jobs, their livelihood, often even all of their clothes, and they're living day to day in a refugee camp. And you might be wondering, how in the world do we get the good news of hope in Jesus Christ to all of those people? Well, the way we do it is family groups in the camp are given a solar-powered radio. And that radio is tuned to a local radio station. It's also preloaded with an audio Bible, with some Christian music, and with Christian teaching. And you know what? It's working. We have heard how people gather around each solar-powered radio and they hear the message together. In fact, I was really excited to learn that several of the unreached, unengaged tribes of the world are actually living peacefully side by side in the very refugee camps where we are now broadcasting. And so you're helping get the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever, ever heard it in their entire lives. You know, I got a letter from the station manager there in South Sudan by that refugee camp. His name is Akudi, and he wrote me this to tell us. He said, Rick, we play the pre-recorded messages of Daily Hope at least 2 times a day. And we have received word from people all over the district. The very first day, he said, we broadcast, we actually got phone calls from over 40 people who told us how much they appreciated the station and the messages from Daily Hope. We could not reach these people without your prayers and without your generous support. That's why when you give this to Daily Hope, you're not just blessing yourself and keeping this message out in podcasts and broadcasts in America. You're actually taking this good news to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ before. We want to support you. I want to support you. I want to encourage you in your spiritual growth, and I want to give you the daily hope you need to live for Jesus. But I want us together to take this message to people who've never, ever heard it. If you'd like to partner with me on this, you can go to my website, www.rickwarren.org. That's www.rickwarren.org. And you can get more information on how you can be a partner in taking the message and hope of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever heard it, even after 2,000 years of the church. Or you can call me. You can call us at 1-800-600-5004. Let me say that again. 1-800-600-5004. 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. And together, we can reach people that have never been reached with the good news. God bless you.
Right now, when you support this broadcast ministry, get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. This very special 6-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. And they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.